Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of you. It is New Year's Eve, and I hope and pray that you are safe, that you are blessed, that you look back on a wonderful year and reflect on the good things of our God, and that you are ready for a new year. Let me close the 6th chapter of John today and then speak some blessings into, hopefully, what is going to be the best year you've ever had in your life coming up in 2013. Yesterday we closed with the 68th and 69th verses of John 6, where Simon Peter said, "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And also, we've come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is interesting that Jesus does not give a big compliment here to Peter. He will give Peter a compliment at one point when he says, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're Elijah. Who do you say I am?" Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but the Father did." And Peter gets a big compliment there. But in this passage, he doesn't get a big compliment. "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." I think, personally, that the reason he doesn't get a huge compliment here is there's a bit of a hint in Peter's answer that he didn't really get the point of the previous conversation. It's not just about hearing the words of Jesus. It's about participating in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. And so Jesus says, "Are you guys going to leave?" And Peter goes, "Well, who else are we going to go to?" "Nope. You have the words of eternal life." And what really he was supposed to get out of the previous confrontation with the Jews was not that Jesus had the words of eternal life, but that Jesus is eternal life. Perhaps Peter would have got a compliment here had he said, "To whom else shall we go? Life is in your flesh and in your blood. We're staying with you because we want to eat of your flesh and drink of your blood." But instead, he points out the words. Now, that's my take, okay? And I'm not saying that it's not open to other interpretation. He also gives an "also" on top of that. "Also, we have come to believe that and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So Jesus then answers that and says, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?" He doesn't say one of you is the devil. Of course, it's not to insinuate that people are born as demons or born possessed of a demon. But in 71, he spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. And so we're introduced in this passage to the one who will betray our Lord Jesus Christ. If I feel led of the Spirit to keep this up, we'll be in the 7th chapter on New Year's Day tomorrow. But let me spend the next minute or so just praying over you. I haven't done that on the podcast very often, but if you'll allow me, I'd like to pray over you as you enter into a new year and just believe in God for the great things of His grace. Father, I thank you for my audience, for all of these good people who for this last year have listened in, some of them faithfully every day. Some, God, have even been able to support the ministry, but I know all of them, Lord, say a prayer for us. And for that, Father, I'm thankful, and I praise you that they are so loved and so wonderful. Now, Father, I pray for them. I pray that wherever they are on planet Earth, your grace and your favor be with them. Their homes, their jobs, their careers, their marriages, their families, every area that they step their foot, I'm praying abundant grace for them, favor in their lives. Right now, as they listen with their headphones on, sitting in front of their computers, driving down the road in their car, I pray favor into their life, and may they be a recipient of it, not because they've earned it or because they're good, but because you are so good through Jesus Christ that lives in them. I pray, Father, as they enter a new day tomorrow, they're entering a new year, and I pray that, Lord, it is the greatest they've ever had. That, Father, abundant grace be theirs in 2013 as never before. That, Father, they walk in your favor every day. That, Lord, they are uplifted and at peace. May they rest as they've never rested before, both spiritually and physically. May they be prospered as they've never been prospered before, both in their spirit man and in the natural realm. We don't ask it, Father, because we've lived to earn it. We ask it because we believe on Jesus and He has earned it. And we just receive. And by receiving, we reign in life. I thank you for them. I praise you for them. I love them, Father. And I pray that you'll show them your love for them as well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll speak to you in the brand new year tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.